Since the last election in 1994, we've traveled around the country and talked to a lot of voters about the politics, issues, their expectations of political leaders. We've met some very insightful observers of the American scene on these trips. So before this convention began, we got in touch with some of the Republicans we've talked to and asked them to be prepared for a call about how the convention looks to them. Today, I called back Chris Iliff. He is a businessman in Overland Park, Kansas. He says he's been watching the convention but can only take it in small doses.
I know one of the constant criticisms of it by the press is that it's all canned, but to someone who's looked at a lot of conventions, it appears canned. And consequently, it's not nearly as interesting as it would be if you thought somebody might say something rather shocking.
What about last night? Last night was the night that the party convention planners called a kind of introduction to a side of Bob Dole that most of Americans don't know, reintroducing Bob Dole as the husband, the father, the man of compassion, the tender man, as his wife described him. Liddy Dole wandering around in the delegations, picking up people and talking about her husband. What'd you think?
Well, Liddy Dole is really impressive. Everybody agrees about that. In fact, if you could put her communication skills into Bob Dole's mouth, there is no doubt that he would win this election. And I do think that it's important that people see him other than some kind of Capitol Hill functionary who cuts deals.
Did you have any sneaking feelings that any of this was a little bit over the top?
Well, I get that feeling all the time, and it's why I have a hard time watching it for more than a few minutes at a time. Occasionally, when I get this feeling that I'm being manipulated, I get a kind of a sinking feeling, and I turn the TV off.
Chris Iliff. He lives in Overland Park, Kansas. We also spoke with Jean Hess. She is an accountant in Orlando, Florida, and she thinks the Republican presentation of Bob Dole has been wonderful.
We're seeing a personal side of him. It's been very informative. Really, we haven't gotten to know the person Bob Dole before, and so I find it very enlightening. Of course, the whole thing is a carefully orchestrated pep rally, and it's a lot of fun. They don't seem to be really hitting any issues that I can find. Nothing new being presented. Just like a good old-fashioned high school pep rally.
Do you like that?
It makes you feel good about being a Republican and being an American, and those are always very good. But I don't know if it's really getting into the meat and potatoes as to what needs to be done.
You used the word carefully orchestrated. Obviously, a lot of people have talked about it, how very carefully orchestrated this convention has been. Do you have any feeling about whether that's a good thing, a bad thing, or some other thing?
Well, I think conventions have really, the structure of them have changed dramatically. It's not the case of screaming from the floor, fighting over positions, and going into smoky rooms and deciding who's going to be the candidate. Those days are really over. So probably what's left? You know, just trying to make you feel really good about being a Republican.
Well, thanks very much, Jean Hess.
Okay.
We appreciate this.
My pleasure.
Jean Hess is an accountant. She lives in Orlando, Florida. Sally Conway Kilbane is from Rocky River, Ohio. She is a professor of economics at Case Western Reserve in Cleveland. Sally Kilbane, have you watched this Republican convention much?
I've watched every night. I've been watching C-SPAN because I like the fact that it covers everything. It's, you know, the coverage just starts early and there's no interruptions.
Do you feel that having watched that evening of the life of Bob Dole that you now have a better sense of him?
I think what comes across, at least to me, is that it's a man of courage, conviction, integrity, a man that goes about his job in a very quiet and modest way, a man of accomplishment, but not one to tout those accomplishments.
One of the criticisms of it has been that it's been a kind of warm and fuzzy convention, that in pretty colors and presented in a kind of a happy talk way. Did any of that bother you at all, or did you notice it, or did you care?
Well, I think I find that part of it somewhat encouraging, in the sense that I think you have a message to get across, and I think the fact that they have effectively defined the message and are getting it across is important.
So you would say that the fact that it has been so carefully constructed, even if you do sometimes see the seams, has on the whole been very encouraging to you?
Yes, because it shows organization. I think in the past, before the convention, it was, frankly, it looked like a disorganized mess. And I think this convention has shown, which I think was definitely needed in this campaign, a coherence that I don't think any of us saw before.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Sally Conway Kilbane, she's a professor of economics at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. Randy Brown is from Maryville in East Tennessee. He runs the Foothills Conservancy, which is an environmental group that buys land in order to preserve it. Randy Brown, what did you think about the introducing Bob Dole last night?
I did not see that.
You didn't see Mrs. Dole and all those?
No, I have to admit that I skipped away and watched the Braves.
Book.
So you can tell I am bored with it, I guess.
A little baseball here and there.
Yeah. Basically, I skipped around and mostly hit the roll call and did get to see Kansas kick him over, which was, you know, it's a great thing. I basically have always avoided roll calls at every convention that I've ever paid attention to, because there's so much preaching going on, and it just gets incredibly tiresome, and I just basically ended up reading the magazine and the book and skimming baseball and convention, and didn't really get any content last night. But I got it the other night, so I'm caught up.
But on the whole, you think that it's they're doing a pretty good job?
I think yes. I think that this is, I had no concept. I mean, I was really wondering what was going to happen. And, I mean, you can tell now I'm so confident that what has happened in the previous nights that I'm skipping it off, and that is that they have really done a good job at not only, I think, rescuing the Dole campaign, but perhaps even, you know, giving it a good kickstart down the road.
Well, thanks very much, Randy Brown.
All right, bye-bye.
Randy Brown in Maryville, East Tennessee. He is a conservationist, works for the Foothills Conservancy. Thank you.